Hello, hello, and welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is episode number 358. Yes, episode 358. And you know, the great thing about this show is I help new podcasters and those that are considering starting their own podcast, right? I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, better known as the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And today we're going to talk about podcast topics that you may want to consider, because I know if you haven't started a show yet, 2024 is going to be the time that you're going to want to do it. And along with that, a few tips to help you stand out from the crowded podcasting landscape. But take a listen to this before we begin.
Have you put in place the tools and marketing strategies that will drive the revenue and growth outcomes for your business? Are you looking to expand your brand and image nationally and globally? Commercials, podcasting, graphics, and marketing support are just some of the ways we can dress up your business for prime time. We are EliteConversations.com. To learn more about us, check us out at EliteConversations.com, our website, email us at ecpodcastmedia@gmail.com, or call us at 301-900-5703. There are many people that need to know about the wonderful products and services you have to offer. Let Elite Conversations help you to get the word out.
Okay, so those of you that are thinking about starting a podcast in 2024, or maybe you just started a podcast and you're still kind of tweaking it and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. Let's talk about choosing the right topic, because I want you to be in it to win it for the long haul. So finding the right topic is vital. There are so many topics out there. I know you've been thinking about it, but here's some more that may help with those creative thoughts that's going through your head. Personal development. You can share your journey of growth and self-improvement. Again, a podcast is so personal, right? You're connecting with your target market audience in an intimate way. Those earbuds are in their ears. They're listening to you talk. So personal development may be helpful for others. Of course, the most popular, I think, still is true crime. Digging into those criminal cases and those mysteries, whether it's new age or old age true crime drama. Pop culture, right? The latest trends in movies and music, books, you know, even podcasts. You can do a podcast about podcasting. Like this one, right? Fashion and beauty, career, education, health and wellness, yoga, right? History, comedy, gaming, mental health, physical health, boomers and beyond, such as myself, culture, gardening. I mean, there is just so much. The list goes on and on and on. But whatever topic you choose, keep this in mind. Is it what my target market audience wants to hear? Remember, you are trying to connect with your audience, their needs, their interests, and their preferences. And you want to choose a topic that resonates with them and for them to resonate with you so that they can keep coming back for more and more. Now, choosing a big topic is great, travel, but niche it down, right? Bring it down, narrow it. If you're talking about travel, maybe it's travel in the United States, European travel, international travel, traveling with kids, traveling with your spouse, traveling with your girlfriends, traveling solo, whatever it is, niche it down. That's going to help you to stand out and attract a more dedicated and loyal following listeners, right? Perhaps you have expertise, you know, or some unique insights on your topic. That can also set you apart from others. So when you choose that topic, you can niche that topic down. And you want to make sure first, whatever it is, that the topic is relevant and timely. You know, trending topics can attract new listeners, but keep in mind, you want content that's going to be evergreen and have long-term appeal. Don't just jump on the bandwagon of something that's, hot now and, a year or two, no one even remembers what it is. And last but not least, when it comes to choosing your topic, make sure it's interesting, not only to yourself, but to those that's going to be listening week after week, month after month, and year after year, because you want to make it exciting. People want to hear the excitement in your voice, because they're not watching you unless you're doing a video as well. But I'm just strictly audio podcast. So if it's exciting, people are going to hear that excitement in your voice. So again, whatever the topic you choose, make sure that it's interesting and that you're passionate about. So that is, choosing your topic. And, I've got that in my book, my resource guide, Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. If you haven't picked one up yet, make sure you do. I will leave the link in the show notes so that you can purchase a copy for yourself or for a friend that may be thinking about starting a podcast as well. So now you've chosen that topic, right? You're ready. You've got it written out. How are you going to stand out? You may think, oh my God, there's millions of podcasts out there. There may be, but they're not all active. And let me tell you, there's more than 650 million bloggers, blog sites out there. I'm still blogging. Yep, delblogger.com. And podcasting is nowhere near that mark. It is still in its infancy. As a matter of fact, I've been telling people, go back and read the article that I contributed to on the Delaware Business Times in 2018. Does your business need a podcast? That was the topic. That's what we were talking about in 2018. There's articles from 2015, further back, 2005. So yes, podcasts are still in its infancy, and there may be a lot of shows, but there may not be a lot of active shows. So don't be deterred by, everyone having a podcast. Every time you turn on the radio or you hear news, they say, follow my podcast, listen to my podcast. The Kelsey brothers have a podcast. Jeopardy has a podcast. Everybody seems like they're having a podcast. But now you're going to have your own podcast. So don't let imposter syndrome or just the thought that there are so many others out there deter you from starting a podcast. So you've chosen your topic. You've niched down your topic so that it's relevant to your target market audience. How are you going to stand out? Here are some tips that's going to help you to stand out. There are many formats. Experiment with the ones that work for you. Will you be storytelling, giving history, talking about, a product or a service, whatever it is? Storytelling is great. Roundtable discussions. Will there be co-hosts as part of your podcast? That way you're feeding off of each other. You each have different ideas and thoughts about that particular topic. Perhaps you're going to have a Q&A session, like interviews, right? You bring on guests, or it just might be you, like I do me here on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. It's just me and you on Out and About with Antoinette. It's me, you, and a guest. So play around. See what format works best for you. And then just, continue in that frame. Branding is important, And the best way to brand and the best way to start your brand is with your cover art. We talked about that, your logo or your cover art. So if you're a business, you already have a logo, you can incorporate that logo into your podcast cover art. It's what identifies you, what stands out for you. What's that color scheme? What's that picture? And make sure, that it is something that you're happy to see, that people are happy to see. Whatever that cover art is, remember, it's your brand, it's your logo. It's what people see before they even listen. So branding is very important. The third thing you must always remember, consistency, consistency, consistency. Consistency is vital. Establish a regular publishing routine to keep your audience engaged. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., there's a new episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Now, I'm going to backtrack a minute. I didn't release a new episode last Saturday. My fault, but hey, I've got 358 out there. So if you want to go back and listen to number 202, it's there for you. But be consistent. If you're going to do a weekly show, make sure you have a weekly show, bi-weekly. Why? Because once you start to build an audience, and it may be slow going in the beginning. Hey, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be slow going in the beginning unless you're somebody rich and famous and, you know, have all this big marketing team behind you. But when you start to grow, your audience is going to start to look for you. You know how you're looking forward to your favorite show or your favorite episode or your favorite, you know, entertainer, whatever the case may be. You know when they were going to show up. You know the day that the show was. Back in the day, I know you can do the DVRs and, you know, you can pull it up on demand. But if you're coming out with new content weekly, people are going to be looking for that weekly new content. So be consistent. Life happens. Yes, life be lifing. Batch record or explain to your audience that you're going to take a break. You're going to, you know, you're going to take a hiatus and recommend other episodes for them to listen to. And when you do that, make sure that you promote those on social media, promote them in a newsletter, send emails, you know, whatever the case may be. But consistency is key. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., Delaware Blogger Podcast. Every Wednesday at 1, Out and About with Antoinette. Another key point is engagement. Yes. Engage with your audience. Encourage them. Ask questions. It's not all about you. It's not all about me, me, me. It's about you too. I want to ask you, what did you think? Do you want to leave a review? Share a topic or two. If you want to send me a testimonial, I can read it on the show. So engage with your listeners. Send out a survey in a newsletter. What is it that you want to hear? What was your favorite episode? Who should I bring back? Whatever the case may be. But be active. Be engaging. Again, it's not all about you. Here's the one that everyone talks about. What audio equipment should I have? Well, there's a lot out there. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started, it was just with a phone. But you want to invest in good equipment. Be in an area that's quiet, whether it's in your home studio, in your walk-in closet, wherever. Invest in good equipment because people are listening to your show and they want to be able to hear above any external noises. Like I said in the beginning of the show, I started on Anchor FM with my simple phone and I actually recorded at stoplights on 202 as I was commuting back and forth from Middletown to Westchester. So now you want it to be right and tight. So again, get those, you know, ideas in your head. Think about the right topic. Was it personal development, true crime, pop culture, fashion, beauty, mental health, whatever the case may be. And then narrow that niche, so that you can get a more specific targeted audience. Play around with the different formats, interview style, co-host, you know, just you, however you want to do it. Branding, your cover art, be consistent with your date and write those topics out. What is it that you want to talk about and put that on your calendar? Again, check out the Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide. I've got everything in there. And I also have a 7-step checklist. If you want that, send an email to me at info@ablinkenterprises.com. I want to engage with you, which is important. So send me that email. Tell me what you want to hear, what topics I need to cover again, and make sure that wherever it is, whatever you're doing, your audio is good. No one wants to listen to something with a lot of background noises. You don't have to invest in high-end expensive equipment. I went from my smartphone to a Yeti mic to, I think now I have the Shure MV7, but there's so many different equipment out there. make sure that your area is good. You turn off the windows and, I mean, close the windows so drown out any external noises and things like that. So that's what I wanted to cover today in this episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast, episode number 358. So I hope that some of these tips have inspired you to get ready. You know, you're ready to take the plunge into podcasting, right? And, you know, just be authentic. Do you, boo-boo. Be consistent. And most importantly, have fun. Now, next week, I'm going to come back with tips on, further tips on having how you can stand out from the crowd. You know, we talked about that, investing in the good quality and engaging and learning. But there's a lot of other little tips I want to share with you next week. But this episode, if you enjoyed it, please share it with your family, your friends, your bae and your boo too, anyone that's talking about starting a podcast, you know. And again, it's a book, Podcasting Your Purpose, is out there. If you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. You can find and follow me on all my other social media platforms by using my Linktree ID, A. Blake Enterprises. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So share this with others. Leave a review. And while you're here, take a listen to a couple of other episodes too. Thank you so very much for tuning in to this episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed day. See ya. It's the GE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Bye-bye.